He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, yeah. Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
LaShonda Reed.
Get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Oh, exciting times, gentlemen, exciting times. Kids are voting on their favorite children's book in Arkansas public schools. Over 40,000 children will vote on their favorite book of the year among 12 nominees. We're going to know the winner in about a week.
According to the Oakland Sports app, powered by FanDuel, who is the clubhouse leader there? Who is the favorite, Craig? Do we know?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Craig, you got a chance to MC the big Boys and Girls Club event honoring Ryan Silverfield as the leader
as the
of
the citizen
year.
Of the year.
Yeah, he's been here. Yeah. He's been here a month, and he's already.
And I hated him too. I told him. I said up front, I hated you for 3 hours last fall. 3.5 hours when your team beat us.
Yeah.
I also hated Calipari, who was the year before.
Yes.
So if you want to be citizen of the year, you have to be hated.
D-Mac was there too. How cool.
Oh,
yeah.
He was magnificent.
And D-Mac great.
Oh, he's direct, and he comes up to me and he says right before we begin, he goes, "Hey, I'm going to be entirely different from the man you interviewed back in 2006." And I went, "Okay."
Wow.
And
wow.
He is. I mean, he's verbal and
he is. He's much more comfortable.
Yeah,
in his role. I was watching some video the other day of highlights of Felix Jones, and just how good Felix Jones was. You know, Felix Jones, I think, may still have the record for highest yardage per carry in the history of college football. I think he was averaging.
That is crazy.
Yeah, he's averaged like 7.5 yards
in
a carry.
Did you say the history of Arkansas or college football?
No, college football. I think he's right up there at the top, if not the top.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was the most electric time. Greg. Golly.
You know what's crazy is in today's time, I mean, I hate to say it, but it more than likely, if you had those three guys in your backfield, Hillis, McFadden, and Felix, two of them would be transferring out
maybe so
immediately.
It could be true
because if it had not been for, in particular, Felix Jones, if it had not been for D-Mac, I mean, he would have been lauded one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
and the other thing he did that was so good, he was such a great returner.
Yeah,
a kick returner.
Yeah, it was he didn't have the pro career. I think he got to Dallas, and remember, Roger got a little heavy. He put a little weight on, and he
was smaller.
Yeah.
He's watching.
Did he not play 7 or 8 years?
He might have played that long.
I could be wrong.
I think he, to me, and what did you say, Roger?
I thought it was short. What was his height?
Yeah, he was not a big guy, but he was fast. I think people were deceived by his speed. You watched the film with him at McFadden. He would run away from people. He was so fast, and he just didn't look like he didn't look like McFadden. He wasn't 6'2" and 220, but man, he could fly. And you're right, having that backfield and Peyton Hillis too. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Yeah, it was lethal.
I mean, Hillis was on the cover of Madden, for God's sakes.
I know.
Speaking of cover, crazy. Well, I found an old Sports Illustrated that had McFadden on the cover, and I brought it to the dinner luncheon last week, and we auctioned it off, and Darren autographed it right there on the spot to the person who was the top bidder. It was a magical moment.
Yeah.
Golly. And he was called by Sports Illustrated the best running back in America. You're looking at him.
Well, he was at the time. You get to me, two guys. I mean, again, Felix Jones was, at that time, I know it was the number one in the history of college football at that time. It may have been broken by now. But you had him. And then you had McFadden, who was a runner-up to the Heisman 2 years in a row. And it was lethal. And then a guy who played, who was, I think Hillis, didn't Hillis in that 1 year – either I thought 1 year he had. I know he had 1,000 yards rushing for Cleveland. I think so. It was a special time.
That was us.
That was the year.
Man,
go ahead, Craig.
I was just going to say that was us. Yeah. We were that electric
at one time. I know. Justin, I was telling the guys that I did an interview yesterday with a Birmingham station or a Tuscaloosa station, and it's just like they look at us as like, it's just they're 16th.
Bargain basement.
Yeah, two and 10, three out of the last.
They look at us like we're Vanderbilt.
Exactly. It's just they're not
mistaken. I mean.
Well, baseball and basketball, certainly that's a different case. Now, Trey Schaap just texted us and said that Arkansas State isn't playing a midweek game this week against UAPB. And this was just put out yesterday. It said, due to unplayable field conditions in Pine Bluff, the Arkansas State May's 12 game at UAPB has been canceled and will not be made up.
Yeah, Pine Bluff is not in, like, bad shape as far as the
Yeah, and I'll tell you, UAPB is a team, too, in their division that will have a chance to, you know.
Make the tournament.
Again, yeah. And Arkansas State does, too, all of them. They're all playing smart, you know. And that's why I guess they're having to say – I think the field's a little messed up, or I guess that's the one thing.
Yeah, when's the last time it rained? A week ago? A week and a half ago? Sure, what else would have messed your field up?
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. We mentioned it's National Receptionist Day. Huh. If you have a receptionist out there you want us to give a shout-out to, we have Dana that's downstairs.
And Dana, we call Dana when she gets here?
And Dana does a lot more than just answer phones.
Well,
and
that's disappearing.
Yeah, it is. No, we talked about that, Craig. You go to Channel 7, you go to Channel 11, you go to different places that
they don't have it.
And I think it's cool to have a face to your, you know, when you walk in the front porch, if you will,
Dana's
to your business.
Real good. I have Dana's asked great. For years. I don't want to tell off on her or anything like that, but she's been very kind. I've asked her to not send any calls that people call about me to Terry, Gemma, or Acre.
That's the best agreement.
So don't even try. Hey, here's the thing, just to let you know. Now, Chuck Weatherspoon, who played for the Cougars back in the late 80s, early 90s, he had 8.2 yards per carry in a season. Now, I say that to say that was 87.
Now, who
87 to 90. 87 to 90. Says Chuck Weatherspoon. I'm just giving you numbers. Felix Jones, when he played, he had 7.7. Now, until one, two, three other players came around, he was number two on that list.
Where did Weatherspoon play?
I'm just saying, rushing yards per attempt, career leaders in record.
Yeah, where did Weatherspoon play?
Houston.
Okay. That might be the – I thought you said Arkansas. Yeah, that might be the case. It's close.
Sure,
it's,
I'm just saying, no, between that and that –
was it single season?
8.2. That was 8.2 yards. Now, what I'm saying is that he held it, and then 7.7 for Felix. And I'm just looking at
he had it. Regardless,
it's not.
It's 7 yards.
And until for another almost 10 years, Felix held that until the 2014s and 15s.
Yeah, it's still, if you think about it, when you think of your
–
every time you touch the ball.
He touched the ball.
Every time you touch the ball.
He got 5 yards.
7. Yeah.
Well, I know.
Yeah, easy.
I'm just saying, give him a ball twice in a series, you would imagine.
Almost picked up a first down every time we carried the ball. Also, today is National Third Shift Day or Graveyard Shift Day or Overnight Workers Day. Craig O'Neill, have you ever worked the graveyard shift?
Well, I did the, for
radio?
4 years in a row, I did the MDA telethon.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Which goes 24 hours.
That doesn't
count.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay. No. You got an asterisk by it, yes. It'll count that way. Yes, Gregory.
Justin, sleep deprived.
Justin, yes, he was.
Before you became a superstar country music artist, did you ever work a graveyard shift?
First of all, I'm not a superstar.
Well, in our book, you are.
That's not true.
Thank you. No, I didn't.
You work the graveyard shift now. Your job.
That's
yeah,
true.
I was going to say, I'm not far from it now with that particular gig of mine, but it's not exactly.
When you do I got to know, when you do a concert, what time do you hit the bed after that night? What's the average time?
If I'm headlining, I usually come off stage at like 11. If I'm opening for somebody, I come off stage at like 10, and then I go back with them to do the encore or whatever. So,
and aren't
11.
You just charged?
You're juiced up too.
Yeah. Your adrenaline is such that,
wow.
there's just no possible way to lay down. Like, come in, change clothes, and be like, all right, going to bed, see you guys.
Yeah, no.
So normally it's like 2, 3 wow. in the morning. I eat breakfast, Craig, at like noon. Okay, that's our little dog, so I don't know what she's barking at.
It's okay.
And then the dog's
wondering why you're up.
Yeah, and then I eat my second meal at like 5, 5:30.
Wow.
And then I eat again at like 1 a.m.
Oh, my.
And then, like, I don't know, a couple hours later, go to bed. Wow. But then I'll sleep, you know, unless I got to get up and do the radio. I'll sleep until – Nola, stop. I don't know. I'll sleep till like 11, you know, or whatever.
How
just
can
try
you
to get
sleep
8 hours.
A dog
in.
Going like
Christian,
that.
Mark the tape there. We
well, I don't take her.
We've had Terry Bradshaw with his birds. Now we got Justin with his dog, new dog. That's his new puppy.
If you think
I have
about
no
it,
idea what she's barking at.
Something's going on.
If you think about it, some people don't start their day as a 609er, but end their day.
That's a great point. We appreciate
true,
them.
Yeah.
We appreciate them so much. Justin, by the way, too, we hadn't had you on since got our ratings in, and we're number one.
What?
We haven't been number one in a
awesome.
While.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so it's,
yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah,
we've always been good. It's got to be Christian.
We're always sixes. That's no. right. We're always second and third, Craig. And it's tough to beat the music stations. It's almost impossible.
He knows.
That's what I'm saying.
Craig. What's the difference?
I sucked up to Tommy and Bob Robbins for 15 years.
Yes, Christian does. He gets 2 months of the three. So yeah, we do.
But look who's still standing.
Yeah. Oh well,
Mr. Clean Ice, Mr. Clean. Mr. Listen.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, Broadway.
Broadway Joe's still doing it, which is crazy.
So I was number four.
By the way,
it's great to be number one again.
Forget everything I said.
What does Wednesday look like?
Speaking of yards per carry, our buddy Coach Matt Underwood at Harding made the point that Braden Jay set the all-time record in any college level. He's from Cabot, played for Harding. 12 yards per carry.
Ooh, wow.
12 yards per carry. I know it's ridiculous.
He's getting it done.
Yeah, they couldn't stop him. They couldn't stop him. So, yeah, that nobody will ever break that record
again. Tommy Cog says he remembers Witherspoon with Houston. He played when Jack Pardee, boy, and John Jenkins.
Yeah, I recognize that.
Jenkins was there.
That spread offense, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, you know, again, the greatness of Felix Jones. That backfield, we'll never top that backfield again. A two-time Heisman runner-up, and Felix, who was 7 yards a carry, and then Peyton Hillis. Are you kidding me?
It should have been
the closest
winner.
I know.
The closest we got to that, and it wasn't relatively close, was probably Alex Collins and Jonathan Williams.
Yeah, those were good
backs.
Yeah, but
it wasn't close to D-Mac and Felix.
Right. Man, I just remember 2007 Citrus Bowl. Darren got caught from behind,
yeah.
And you thought Darren was about to score.
Yeah.
They never caught Felix.
No,
I never caught him.
That's when D-Mac had a toe injury.
Yeah,
right?
they very rarely ever caught D-Mac.
Who was the coach of the team that we were playing?
Bielema.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Yeah.